Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're coming to you from the Kingdom of Heaven. The Kingdom of Heaven is at hand, and how to have God's life living in you, in other words, to be a part or a member or a part of the culture of the Kingdom of Heaven. This is part 112. Also, this is program 214. If you want a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how to receive a copy of a CD or an audio tape, all postage paid and free of charge in every way. So get your paper and pencil ready so that you can copy down one or all the four ways that you can receive a copy. We have letters and an informative message today regarding the kingdoms of this world and the Kingdom of Heaven. For the Kingdom of Heaven is at hand for all those to be able to receive it if they want to get away from the culture of the world, the different kingdoms of the world, and enter in the everlasting kingdom, the kingdom that shall never end. So, Father, we ask that you anoint this service. Let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Here in your heavenly kingdom here on earth, which is an extension of heaven itself, Lord, that the souls will be saved and the church will be edified, strengthened, and more easily able to continue on until you break through the eastern sky. And Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, where's the first letter from, please?
From Andhra Pradesh, India.
Okay.
My dear brother, World Pastor Tony Alamo, greetings to you in the wonderful name of Jesus, Savior, Master, Lord, and soon coming King. Peace be unto you from God and God's power from the Lord Jesus Christ. Many, many thanks to you for sending your literature, the Messiah, and 10 Bibles. The materials have brought spiritual awareness and a new zeal for God's work in my life. I already gave some newsletters to Christian friends and non-Christian friends. They are also happy to read your loving message. And also those who had grown cold in the faith, when I visited them, they all expressed great joy as they have all revived in the Spirit and are doing well as a result of reading your newsletters.
You know, this is what happens when you deliver fresh bread, when you're delivering messages from the Spirit. For so many years now, people are just bringing stale bread to the folks out there, and they've grown cold. And it just makes me praise and thank the Lord for that which we see happening throughout the world today. They're reviving. Hallelujah. And they're being soul winners the way that the Lord had originally intended for them to be. Okay, then what?
So kindly send me the Bibles and newsletters for new converts who are in need of them badly. I am very thankful that you will send them to me. Thank you for the rich teachings of God's Word that you have been so faithful to give out. May Almighty God continue to bless you. Faith moves mountains. Your sister in Christ, Victoria, from Eastern Godavari District, Andhra Pradesh, India.
Amen. God bless you also. And yes, faith does move mountains. We're saved by faith. And I hear preachers saying, well, God even loves you if you doubt. Well, that's so strange, because the Lord says, by doubt you're damned, and by faith you're saved. And that's why it's so important for us to read the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing. In other words, like if you read, when you're reading the Word of God, you also have to hear it. Hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And faith comes by hearing what the Spirit, the Word, what God says. The Word is God, the Word is Jesus, the Word is Spirit, and the Word is life. And the Word, it brings faith. And it's impossible to please God without faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so go ahead and continue.
Next letters from Nigeria, Africa. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, the one and only God of all gods.
Amen. Then what?
The only Father that has the power to save, the power to loose and bound, and hope of this sinful generation. May his power abide with you all. Amen.
Thank you, and also you. Then what?
I am Evangelist Henry, a co-worker in the Holy House of God, and also a well-known distributor of Tony Lamo Christian Ministries literature. And by the special power of God, we have been distributing the literature according to the will of God. And as God has been helping us, we have won many dying and discouraged souls for Christ through the literature. Not by our power, but by the power of Christ through the literature.
You said that, brother. Praise the Lord. I say amen. Then what?
We have been following them up to make sure they walk steadfastly and continuously in the way of the Lord.
That's the proper way, brother. Amen. You've fed them, and you're now watering them, and they're growing. Praise the Lord. Then what?
And God has been helping us. We give glory to God. Sir, we are now requesting for Tony Lamo Christian Ministry t-shirts and sweatshirts in both colors, black and white. We want the normal size. We are 30 in number, plus 20 of our new converts were willing to join us in spreading the good news.
Praise the Lord. All right, that's 50 t-shirts. And if they want to change, they have to have like 100 of them. That's two each, at least. And then as they continue on, we'll send them more. Because they get worn out if they keep wearing them every day. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
We are also requesting Holy Bibles, King James Version, for our new converts. Please, we need all these products urgently for the propagation of God's work here in our country.
Well, make sure, on all these letters like this that are so enthusiastic, so spirit-filled, make sure that Joni marks those in her ledgers or in her files so that we can know that when they ask for X amount of pieces of literature that we send it to them. Okay, then what?
Please, you can also include all necessary products that can help us proceed and guarantee our success. Our prayer, sir, as you have been thirsty only to do the will of God and spending so much for the success of the work of God, may the Lord continue to bless you from more to much in Jesus' name, and the greatest in eternity will be your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Warmest regards to all the body of Christ. Yours in his eternity, Evangelist Henry, from Kawara State, Nigeria, Africa.
And it's really good when you communicate with these people that you tell them of the different radio stations that I'm on in the areas that they are. Incidentally, we just got on a new radio station in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is really nice because, there's a lot of people there that... I know that when Susie and I were living there, we considered the strip, the downtown area where all the lights are and everything, as a carnival outside of town. There are many Christian people there that never go out on the strip except possibly to have dinner or breakfast or something like that, because they have really good restaurants and the prices, for years, were very good. For people that were hungry, but now I understand that the prices of food there are enormous. They've gone up sky high. I reckon it's because of all the competition that's there. And a lot of people go there just to see the shows instead of gambling. That's where they made their money, was gambling. Now they're charging for the food enormous prices because it is good. Then what else?
The next letter is from Brooklyn, New York. Dear Pastor Lamo, I have been finding copies of your world newsletter in the street, and I enjoy reading them, but there are some that I never found. If old ones are still available, please send me some.
Oh, yes. Make sure that this man is given all the literature, as much as we have on hand. I know that we are having to reprint many copies, but given what we have several hundred different pieces of literature. We can send him in a Messiah book. Okay, then what?
Also, please send me the Pope's Secrets, the Fugitive Pope, and any other literature that you have about the Antichrist.
We have a new Pope's Secrets, the one that I just recently scribed, and we'll have that out pretty soon. Then what?
I enclose $3 cash to help with postage. Thanks, Mr. Perry from Brooklyn, New York.
Praise the Lord. Okay, is there anything else?
Yes, next letter's from Cameroon, Africa. The Christian literature that you have often been sending me is winning a lot of souls to the Lord in prisons, in the markets, and is also strengthening the Christians. Please send video cassette tapes of Pastor Lamo, French Bibles, and your literature. The Lord fill you with his blessings. Amen. Signed, Owo, from Cameroon, Africa.
All right, now there was a young man that was in our ministry where there was a witnessing team in Chicago that was distributing literature. I'd like to get his letter that we just received from him and to read, because this man was a Muslim, and he was preaching the gospel. After he was saved in the church, he went to Chicago with this witnessing team of ours, and he got arrested, and lo and behold, he had not seen his probation officer. He'd been in prison for all sorts of vicious crimes and got saved. He's one of the sweetest people that you could possibly ever know, and so we have to stand up for him in Chino, California. He's now in the Chino prison, state prison, and we have attorneys and everything, and he doesn't think that the attorneys are going to be much of a help. But just to give you an idea of the caliber of person, just because they were evil before, they become new creatures in Christ Jesus. And I'd like everybody to hear this letter from him that we just received today. Go ahead, read it.
God bless you, Pastor Tony, and all members of the body of Christ. On the early morning hours of 6/19/06, the California Department of Corrections extradition officers came to bring me back to Northern California. I was flown by plane and am currently housed in this prison cell awaiting parole, revocation, hearing charges. Earlier, I was given legal documents of what I am charged with. Number one, absconding. Number two, trespassing private property. Both charges are of a non-serious offense.
Right, they call it trespassing on private property. He was just laying the track down on people's, a piece of literature of mine on somebody's car or on their porch or just handing it to them on the streets. Then what?
But these people blow my situation out of proportion. The Board of Prison Terms cannot sentence me but up to 1 year, and I don't really need a lawyer because this is a legal issue that the Lord will handle. My prayer request is that all of our ministry continue to touch the Lord's throne in prayer for my safe return and that I don't have to serve a whole year. And I will continue to keep all of us believers in Christ in prayer. Also, I did receive my Holy Bible and the Messiah book along with several newsletters. Some of the prisoners really needed your messages from the Lord, so I gave them the newsletters, and their faces brightened up and they smiled, expressing their thanks. Even a member of the police department in Chicago expressed his need of the Lord and that he needed to repent of his sins and of his evil. He also told me he needed a Bible and would love to receive our newsletters, so I informed him to call our prayer line and log on to our website.
You see, police officers and people in government are human beings just like we are. And we shouldn't judge them as people that are that it's impossible for them to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven if they believe the word of God. If they believe the word of God, if they have faith in Jesus, if they receive Jesus, they're going to heaven. Amen. If they continue on in the faith. Amen.
Amen.
Then what else?
I am to be sent to Chino Prison in the Los Angeles area within the next 10 days.
Well, he's there now. Okay, and then what else?
I cannot make any phone calls. Be it the will of God, I will update this matter periodically. Praise be to the Lord and amen. Glory be to Jesus, Brother Jonathan Hester. P.S. I did receive the money, $150. I wrote Chicago County Jail and requested that their trust account office mail it to my account here in Tracy. Thank you very much, and may our Lord bless you and our ministry abundantly to spread the gospel throughout the earth fearlessly. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Well, see, this is very important now that this letter gets to the attorney in Chino or in Los Angeles, the attorney for Don Sweat, and also to our attorney in Eric Lieberman in New York, or Ron Kuby, because he, of course, doesn't feel that we should fight the good fight of faith, but it was against the Constitution for them to have arrested him for distributing literature. We won 4 cases of that in the Fort Smith area, the Van Buren area, Alma and Dyer, Arkansas. And it's now case law that he could not be prosecuted for that. And Mr. Lieberman is very hot on this and has written a letter. Do we have that letter handy? Yes, I'm sure we do. To the authorities to tell them that they have to back off on that account because what they're charging him with is unconstitutional. And you can easily see by this letter from this young man that he is on fire for the Lord. He's already winning souls, not only criminals in prison, but also law enforcement agencies. Some of the law enforcement people are criminal or more so than the people that are that we know as criminals in the prison. We have other letters from a man in prison that he was being abused horribly by prison guards because his brother, what happened is they killed his brother in prison, and then the mother brought a lawsuit against the prison, and they're starting to take it out on the young man. Another man, and they're beating him and throwing him in the hole and making him drink slimy water and eat horrible type food and everything, and we need to read that on the air tomorrow, okay? So have these type of letters ready so that we can, let the public know throughout the world what's going on, that not everybody that's in prison are bad people. There's a lot of real good people in prison. Some of them, many of them are there for no reason at all. People in the administration, many of them should be there, and they should let a lot of these people out. I reckon she hasn't found the letter yet because of... Have you got it?
No, this is a little bit more.
Okay, here's some more of this young man's letter. Go ahead, read it.
I almost forgot. When Nick Broderick and I were tracking, we met a young man from Liberia. This person expressed a very keen interest in receiving our newsletters by mail. This was in Chicago. Here is his name, address, and phone number.
Okay, and so we have that. All right, well, Sharon, you might as well come over here now. Things are not filed correctly, and we need some file clerks here because the ones that we have in this office are quite inadequate. And a lot of people wonder, well, why do I say things about some of the congregation? It's because not only am I preaching the gospel to you, but I'm trying to teach some of you ministers and pastors out there how the Lord has instructed me to run a church. And you're not to exalt people that are not, that don't merit exaltation or thanksgiving. Go ahead and let's read here.
One of the things that really used to get to me when our church began developing.
Well, was that I started realizing of the many different cultures in the world. According to the news media, we have a drug culture. And so when Sue and I were on the streets distributing literature and preaching the gospel to the people there and praying them through right on Hollywood Boulevard, this ministry of mine started in Hollywood. I was in the record business and also the promotional field. I did promotions for many singers and actors, and also people, the Democratic Party came after me, the Kennedys, to do their promotion, not just for them, but for the whole Democratic Party. And so we were winning souls from the drug culture. In other words, we were leading them into the culture of the Lord. And there's a series of messages that I'm going to be bringing forth regarding the kingdom of heaven, which is a culture or completely different from all the other cultures or nations of the world, or kingdoms of the world. Drug culture into the, or the drug kingdom into the kingdom of heaven. Okay, and so then what?
Many of the people that we were winning to the Lord when we first got on television.
When we, even before we were on television. Years before we were on television were from the drug culture. Okay, then what?
We were pulling people out of a drug culture.
We were by the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are just notes that I took down that she's read, that I put on tape that she's reading. So by preaching the gospel on the streets of Hollywood Boulevard, the street of Hollywood Boulevard, People were long hair, they were hippies, they stunk, they had ripped, torn jeans and dirty, filthy clothing, and they were stealing food out of supermarkets and candy bars just to sustain them, their life. And we were winning them out of that culture and into a beautiful culture where they had a nice new home, they had all beautiful furniture that Susie got them, beautiful surround atmosphere. We had a place on top of Georgia Ridge. We had a beautiful place up in Sierra Highway in Saugus, and that's still there to this day, 1336 Sierra Highway, Saugus, California. It's about a half-hour drive from there to Hollywood, if there's not a lot of traffic. And that's what we were doing, was pulling them out, and even on television, people would give their testimony. Our TV program, which we had for 10 years, they would give their testimonies, and we have copies of that. It took us some time. Some of them are not very good anymore because I didn't transfer them from the old videotapes to the DVDs. They just, you know, some of them stop, and they're not that good because they had deteriorated so much. Then what?
In order to be sociable in that drug culture.
Yeah, so in order to be sociable in the drug culture, the people would have to, from time to time, smoke some pot and read the rest of what I said.
And they have to get used to this type of an environment that was created by the life and the mannerisms of Satan.
Yeah, so in order to get along, in order to have friends, in order to party out there, they had to fornicate, free sex, they had to... it's just to be sociable. I had a lot to say, you know, like I smoked pot sociably. I would have a joint now and then when I'd be at a party to make people know that I was one of them. Then what?
But the social culture of the Lord in the kingdom, in this environment created by the life, are the ways of the King. And those that are of the King are his citizens, the members of his body.
Yeah, the members of his body, the New Jerusalem, or the Bride of Christ, then what?
So, of course, the environment of the Lord is not a pot-smoking, lusting environment. Or an
adulterous or a fornicating environment where there's liars can abide and thieves and things like this. It's a complete different culture. It's a culture where there's only righteousness done. There's no liars, no false reports on people, no twisting of the truth. It's the culture of the Lord, the kingdom of God. Then what?
But this is the cultural aspect of the Lord that especially distinguishes his kingdom from all other kingdoms in the world.
Yeah, there's a great distinction between all the kingdoms of the world and the kingdom of heaven, right? It's just a complete different thing. And some people have a yearning to go back into the old culture. They don't feel comfortable in a place that everything is right all the time. They want to be inside, like some sleazy motel, having sexual relationships with somebody that possibly has AIDS or Ebola or some other filthy degenerative disease of the world's cultures. Then what?
It is the culture of the Lord, and it expresses all the supernatural things of the King.
Right, and people have to be supernatural. They have to have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords living within them in order to be able to abide or to be able to stay in the culture of the Lord. People start getting, if they began getting away from the Word of God, then they fall back into the same old culture. Because that culture they know very well. The flesh knows that kind of culture. The flesh loves that kind of culture, and it's easy to adapt to it because this is the culture of the world. And in order to stay in the culture of the kingdom of heaven, or God's kingdom, rather than one of the kingdoms of the earth, you have to stay into the King's Word. Because the King's Word is spirit and life, and the King's Word builds faith in his kingdom. And eventually you have enough faith to where you can call upon the Lord and receive whatsoever you ask. If, you know, in faith believing, and if it be the will of the Lord. Then what?
and he is able, by living in them, to cause them, if they're yielded completely unto him, to have his lifestyle.
Right. You can stop lying. You can stop fornicating. You can stop taking drugs. It's just a easy thing. It's simple faith. Now, so many people say they're striving, and they strive to have a prayer life, but they never can have a prayer life because they feel that they have to be in such a particular manner, in such a way, that they can merit getting an answer from God. But, you know, when we were in our sins, I know when I was in my sins, I didn't even want to be saved. And the Spirit of the Lord came down and convicted me. And over a period of time, he showed me heaven and hell in visions. I was able to, with simple childlike faith, to receive the kingdom of God into my heart. And it wasn't any striving or anything. It was just receiving the prayer life. Now, when people strive, they say it's impossible for them to be able to pray. And because if you're sitting with Christ in heavenly places, and if you're not trying to cultivate a prayer life, if you simply approach the throne in simple faith, just simple faith, just like you had when you first received the Lord, you started out with simple faith, and you're going to have to continue on with simple faith. But people say, well, how do you receive simple faith? How do you receive it? The same way, like the Lord came down and said, I felt the Spirit all around me, and I heard him talking to me, and he said for me to stand up on my feet and tell people in this office about Jesus and that he's coming back to earth again. I knew what the message was. He spoke it clearly. And then about 6 months later, I received salvation. I knew that he existed, and I went to all the churches. He allowed me to look at the different places on earth, the different churches on earth, to look at and observe their cultures. And their cultures did not match up with what the Bible said the culture is. They all believed in eternal security, which the Lord said, do what I'm telling you. You believe in me now. You know I'm here, or else you're going to hell. So I know that if you know what the Lord is saying, and he certainly doesn't say that you can sin and get into the kingdom of heaven, but if you know what he's saying, you know that what to do. And if you know what to do and you don't do it, well, then that's disobedience. And if you're disobedient, that's the same as witchcraft, and the Lord is not going to let any witch in the kingdom of heaven. That's quite simple. Okay, so I found all these different environments on earth, and I saw that people that had written many books, they said that it's all right to be just like the birds and bees, and just if you just do whatever feels good. Well, I knew from the threat from the Lord that if I didn't even get up and speak and say the things that he was telling me to say, that I wouldn't be able to go to heaven. He'd kill me and throw my soul into hell right there. So I know that he doesn't just let people do their own thing. There is a culture, there's a government in the regarding the kingdom of God. And just like all kingdoms have a government, they have a lifestyle. The Lord didn't come into this world to bring about a religion, but a kingdom. There's a lot of difference between a religion and a nation. A nation is a nation. A religion is a religion in the nation. He didn't come to bring a religion. He came to bring forth the kingdom of heaven. And he came into this world preaching the kingdom of heaven, not religion. Then what?
Through his lifestyle, the lifestyle of his citizens, he is able to bring about the actual meaning or distinction in the Lord God's kingdom culture.
Yes. Because when I went observing all the other cultures, they were totally unlike the culture that the Lord was telling me about. And then when I read the Bible, I saw that the culture that they're preaching is false. So the religions in this world are false. But the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus is the Bible, the Word of God. And God is the Word of God. And His Word is spirit and life. That's the culture that we have to embed in us if we want to live in the culture of the kingdom of heaven forever, throughout eternity. Because you're not going to get in there by some devised or culture of your own. Every religion has its own culture. And it's not at all, it doesn't have any life in it. And it is not of the Lord. Anyone attempting to get into the kingdom of heaven of any other than Christ himself is impossible. We have to have faith in God, and God is the Word. The Word says that there's only one way into the kingdom of heaven. There is no other name given among men whereby you must be saved but the name of Jesus, and the name of Jesus is the Word of God. So let's get that straight. Then what?
There's evidence to prove that what he tells us in his word is true.
It's truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Okay, then what? No man cometh unto the Father but by him. Then what?
In these words of Jesus, when he repeatedly stated in the book of Matthew, quote, "You have heard it said, but I tell you," Matthew chapter 5.
So you've heard all the other cultures in the world say, thus and thus and thus and thus, but I tell you that here's the way it is. Okay, then what?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 and 22. And again, quote, "It shall not be so among you," unquote.
Yeah, all the other cultures do it this way and that way and this way and that way, but it shall not be that way with you. Because if you're going to be in my kingdom, you're going to do it this way, my way. It's either my way or nothing. Okay, then what?
That was Matthew chapter 20, verse 26. In other words, he's talking about you people, when you were in pot-smoking, fornicating, adultery, lesbian, homosexual, stealing, lying societies, that it shall not be so in his kingdom among you citizens of the Lord.
No, you're not going to smoke pot and snort different things or shoot up and get into God's kingdom because his culture doesn't allow it. You can't lie in his culture. It doesn't allow it. This is, the Bible says that Satan is a liar and his children are fathers of the liar. He can't do anything else but lie. He feels that his ways, his culture is so dark that he has to lie all the time. He can't help lying. Satan can't do anything but lie and twist the truth. And twisting the truth is lying. Then what?
You are used to being talked to in a nasty way, but you're not going to talk to others anymore in a nasty way.
You know, we had a situation on the phone just before I did this message. This woman was about ready to leave the church because two of the people were talking down to her. She has a boy that is slow learning. He's not retarded. He's just slow in learning. And John Philas says, can't he even sit up straight right in front of her? And she just got so offended she wanted to leave because it's her precious boy. And then another one over here, Jamie, in the office, told the person, you get so easily overwhelmed because she doesn't have a boy. She doesn't have anybody really that she loves. She doesn't love the Lord because if she did, she would not live according to the culture of the world and talk nasty to this woman and not encourage her, but she discourages her. And so I had to get on the phone and talk to her for about an hour or 2 hours and tell her about the kingdom and bring her up to where she's supposed to be. And so she's not leaving, but it caused me to go 2 hours later on this message. And then there are many things during the day where people are lying, and it's easy to tell if they're lying. It takes all my time up to try to encourage them to live according to the cult, the standards of the kingdom of heaven and the standards of the king who rules the kingdom of heaven. All right, then what?
But you're not going to talk to others anymore in a nasty way in the culture that is the kingdom culture of the king.
No, if you do, well, then you're not, and you're back into the societies of man or man's kingdom. All right, then what? The drug culture. even though you may not take drugs, you're drugged on the spirit of Satan. And you can't seem to pull out of it, can you? Because you don't have simple faith to believe the Lord and simply do what he says. And simply live according to his power, not your own. You haven't learned to crucify yourself, to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow him. Because this is the first thing he says when you first enter into his culture, is now deny yourself. It's a straight and narrow path. And take up your cross and follow me, he said. Because I am the kingdom of heaven. Okay, then what?
For the kingdom of heaven culture must be evident in our daily lives. Everything that we're involved in every day.
Yeah, otherwise people in the world will not know that you're of the kingdom. We're talking nasty people say, I'm the kingdom of heaven. Behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And nobody's going to believe you. Nobody's going to receive anything you say. Because you're making sounds just like the world does. The people of the world kingdoms, the world culture. Then what?
There are different parts to every kingdom.
Yeah, different components to every kingdom. Just like there are different components in a car. Then what?
All kingdoms are comprised of a number of different parts, and these parts are necessary. They must be there for them to work effectively. Every kingdom of the world, including the kingdom of God, have the following parts.
Components. Then what?
They have, one, a health program, which the Lord has very much because...
The Lord has a health program. He calls it healing. By my stripes you are healed. So, you know, if you're really a member of that culture, there's no way that you can be have a problem about being healed. Your doctor is Jesus. You don't have to run back and forth to doctors. You just stay in simple prayer with him. It isn't a complicated thing to pray to Jesus. And there's power. That's the greatest power we have, is prayer. And prayer is simple. Then what?
They have a health program, which the Lord has very much, because by his stripes we're healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. So the health program of the Lord, or the part of the Lord, is healing. And every kingdom has a part called an educational program. An education, teaching, or preaching the ministering of the Holy Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Right, so that's how you get educated. You get educated in the Word of God so that you can acquire great faith, enough to stop the rain, enough faith to cast out devils, to make it rain also, to put your hands on people and pray for them and they're healed. Because they already are healed, you just have to make them aware of it, and cause them, preach enough faith into them to where they'll reach out and take that which the Lord has already provided for them. It's like if I gave you a $100 bill and I laid it on the table and I said, it's yours, and you don't take it, well, then that's on you. There's something wrong with you for not taking that which I had provided for you. It's far more on you if you will not accept that which the Lord has provided for you. Your healing, and the teaching, the educational program, and then what?
And every kingdom, in order to keep the kingdom functioning, must have a tax system.
That's a taxation. You have to have taxes. And God calls that tithing. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, that's part of the kingdom life, right? Taxation. Tithing. Love offerings. What else?
The Bible calls this tithing and offering. And every kingdom has a communication network. In the kingdom of God...
Right, there's a communication from your brain to different parts of your body. If I want my hand to move, well, then my brain thinks about it and my hand moves. I can choose which hand I want to move, the left hand or the right hand. Well, in the body of Christ, there's also a communication system, and the people in the body of Christ must communicate one to another so that they'll be... counted as the jewels or the gems of the Lord. Okay, then what?
In the kingdom of God, there are different people in the kingdom that have the gift of the Holy Spirit. like when I prayed for the Lord to give me the ability to be able to communicate to the world by writing, by teaching and preaching. He gave it to me the very same day that I asked for it.
Right, and we have people that have different offices. We have a tape department. We have secretaries that type the messages out. And then we have people that do all sorts of things. We have cooks, bakers. We have people that work on the print shop and in the automobile division, in the schools. There's so many different things that the body must do in order. And then we have the people that are distributors that work in the literature department to pack up packages to go all over the world, Bibles, pieces of literature that I've written, tapes, and all sorts of things, Messiah books, and they have to be translated into different languages. It's a harmonious culture or kingdom that is run according to the will of the Lord. It's His will that the army be fed, that the kingdom, the citizens of the kingdom are fed, and that they're clothed, and that they have adequate heating and air conditioning, that they have comfortable living facilities, etc. I just saw how they built Hoover Dam on television today, and the people were living in tents. And many of them died from the heat. It got to be 120-some degrees out on the Mojave Desert where they were building it near Las Vegas during the summertime. And little babies died, and workers died, and this man was just driving them to the point in the heat to where they were dying like flies. But this isn't the way the kingdom of the Lord works. Everyone helps each other. When one is down, they lift the other one up. When some are hungry, they feed them. And when the people are out in the world to induce them to come into a better kingdom, they don't have any money, we feed them, we clothe them, and we tell them about the gospel and how that we tell them about the kingdom of heaven, how everything they will benefit from all the different benefits that are involved in the community of the Lord. One gets sick, another one takes their job. One is uplifted, the other one needs to go to the dentist or the doctor, or they pray for one another. If they're not healed, they go to the dentist or the doctor. And somebody drives them there if they don't know how to drive, and they feed them a meal where they're out there, and when on their way back after they get out, they can have something to eat. And it's everything is like nurturing one another in love, in the Spirit of God. Then what?
So this is the communication system of the community of the Lord.
It's the Holy Spirit that communicates to us. And we, by the Holy Spirit, communicate to each other. Then what?
Then let's say, for instance, the United States has a diplomat in every country. And the Lord has a diplomatic system as well. He sends ambassadors to all the different countries to teach His word.
All the nations to bring about the kingdom of heaven in all the nations. And the Lord commanded us to do that. It was the last thing He commanded us, to go into all the nations, preaching and teaching His word. Those that believe shall be saved, and those that doubt shall be damned. And I heard on this channel just a few minutes ago, they were saying, "Oh Lord, I know that You'll even be happy with us if we doubt." What kind of a namby-pamby gospel would that be, that the Lord just says things and doesn't really mean it? Oh, yeah, you're damned if you doubt, but oh, I'll understand if you doubt. Yeah, He understands, all right, and He's going to send you. You're sending your soul to hell if you doubt. Now get out there to all the nations and preach this word and teach it. If you don't know how to preach or teach, then distribute this literature, is what the Lord is saying. Amen?
Amen.
Show some concern. Show some community. Spread some of the community's wealth around to the people that might get saved if they hear it, if they hear of it. Okay, then what?
He said, "Go into every nation as My ambassadors and preach the gospel to them." And this is just a simple thing to do. It's a simple commandment.
And it's simple faith. That's how we get along with the Lord, and that's how we receive faith and receive whatsoever we ask, according to the will of the Lord. is that we just simply believe it, as our little children believe their moms and dads. Unless you batter your children or something, my kids believe what I say. Okay, then what?
Every society of the world, every kingdom, including the Lord's kingdom, has an administration system, the ministering of the Word of God by the Spirit through human beings, which God in His Word calls the church or the body of Christ.
Right. It pleases the Lord that the world would be saved by the foolishness of preaching the gospel through by human beings. So if there's no preachers, then there's no, it's not going to be any kingdom of God that is enlarged. Or the continuation of His kingdom will not be in this world. So it pleases God. In other words, the way that He set it up is that He wants to see people, even though they're being persecuted, to have the Him in them, and so that He can, through your mouth, preach the Word of God to others in the world, that they may get saved. And He loves to see those that no matter what kind of danger is there, that you continue, that you're not fearful and unbelieving. And He puts people that kind of test all the time. Sometimes you think it's going to be curtains for you. But if you just, it looked that way many times for me, but I said to myself, what else can I do, Lord? I mean, you know, if you deliver me, you deliver me. And if you let me be killed, I'm killed. At least one thing for sure I know is that I'm going to heaven. I'm not going to waver. There isn't anything on this world, on this earth, this planet, that I think of as being more valuable than my position with you and with my position in heaven. Because I know that heaven is here on earth now in these small communities of us that are here, that are ruling for you and through you on this in this world. Then go ahead.
Every kingdom, including the Lord's kingdom, has an administration system, the ministering of the Word of God by the Spirit through human beings, which God in His Word calls the church or the body of Christ, or the New Jerusalem, or the bride of Christ eventually. And all societies have an economy. Like the United States has an economy where they have a tax system, which we call tithing, but they use the money to fight wars and to support other nations and all sorts of special interest groups and so on.
Why, look at the special interest groups of the homosexuals. Why, they wouldn't even let planes fly into San Francisco if they don't honor the homosexual. And so God is going to destroy them. It's in His Word. You have to believe that. By faith, we know that the Word of God has formed the entire universe. By faith, we know that He holds the entire universe together. It's cohesively put together. It's glued together. It can't do anything other than what the Lord Spirit allows it to do. The only ones in the whole universe, even the animal kingdom, the fish kingdom, all these kingdoms are doing what the Lord said, with the exception of mankind. Mankind doesn't want to deny themselves and take up the cross and follow the Lord. And so they are devising other constitutions, other government type things, hoping that that will prove without a doubt that God's word is false and that there truly is no kingdom of God. And that's why it's very important for us to show the world that we are the kingdom of God here on earth and that we do abide exactly what He says. In other words, if somebody shoots at us, that we don't start shooting back at them or anything, that we just pray to God, and if so be that, you know, we're killed, well, then we are. But to show that we trust the Lord's word, and He will deliver us. Then what?
So the economy of the Lord is a method of giving and receiving.
Yes, giving and receiving. We sow, and then we reap. If we give our seed into the earth, then we're going to reap a harvest. If we don't sow any, if we preach the Word of God, that's the real seed, then we're going to receive a harvest of souls. And some of these government workers that ordinarily would like to have killed us, just like John Peeler, went to Alma, Arkansas, to where I was, and he was sent there on a mission to assassinate me years ago. But then he found that everyone were Christians, and that they were good people, and that he knows that they can't be good if the leader is evil. And so they felt that he felt that I was good, and therefore he never assassinated me, and that's why I'm still preaching the gospel. And many people in government believe me, but they still haven't enough received enough faith for them to step out of that thing and step into the culture of the Lord, the kingdom of God. So they remain in the kingdom of Antichrist, and the Lord says for them to believe or they'll be damned because they doubt. Now come out from among that Antichrist regime, you people, and be saved. It's not the Lord's will that you go to hell and the lake of fire. Then what?
In other words, we plant and then we harvest or receive the things that we planted, and it comes back abundantly. When you study the Bible prayerfully, you will be able to understand the message of God much better. The Word is God, and the Word is Spirit, and the Word is life. The Lord presents all these things in His Word of the message of the kingdom of heaven, which is by the Word Jesus. The Word illustrates and tells us of all these different parts and characters of life in the kingdom of God in His Word. One of the most outstanding parts of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which distinguishes the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God from all other kingdoms, is that all of the citizens of the kingdom of God are related to the king, and they all are kings themselves.
Now, there's a lot of people sitting in churches that know that they're not of the kingdom of God. They're just sitting in the church. And so they even doubt all the more because they know they don't have the power of God in them. And so they just listen to this message and they wonder. They say, how could he be preaching such a message as this when we know we don't have any power? Because in the churches, there are many that don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And there are many of them that are there because of the food, the clothing, and to be able to receive the commonwealth, all the different beautiful things that are here in the kingdom of God on earth. And so they're hearing this, you know, that we have this and we have that. But those of you that are not really saved, that are sitting in here, and you're here because food, and you're supported and everything, don't think this is applying to you because it doesn't. Okay, then what?
They are kings over their own selves, if they are following the Word of God. But there are kings in this world that
are... Yeah, so what I'm saying here is that he made us a nation of kings, the Bible says, and priests. Okay, you're supposed to be a king over your own, in other words, over the flesh, your flesh, over your lusts. But you're not. You don't rule yourself. But still in all, that doesn't mean that everyone is a ruler, except to rule your to make yourself subject to the powers that be. And these powers that be, the rulers, are the ministers of the gospel, such as myself. Because you still haven't ruled over yourself. So you're not a king, really. So some of you people have gotten the victory over your flesh. You've gotten the victory over the lusts and everything, and therefore you wind up being a king, and but not a ruler over the entire nation of God, godly, the nation of God here on earth. This belongs to those that are people that have matured in the Lord. You're not. Even the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was a child, and he was under subjection to his parents. And he certainly was the King of Heaven, but he still, because he was a real human being, had to subject himself under his parents, tutors, governors, until the fullness of time. And we'll continue this message tomorrow, but you know, before I sign off, I'd like to see a few people who'd like to be members of the Kingdom of Heaven and enjoy all the benefits of it. And if you are willing to abide by the rules and regulations of the kingdom. Otherwise, if there's no rules and regulations in God's kingdom, then it's not a kingdom. A kingdom has subjects. A kingdom has to place themselves under the government of God, the administration of the Lord. The rules, the regulations, the Word of God. You have to walk in the Spirit. You have to take up the cross. You have to deny yourself daily. These are all things that you must consider. those of you that are ready to leave this wicked, the wicked kingdoms of this earth, say this prayer to the Lord. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus. Jesus, you said you'd give your life, you lay it down, and you'll take it back up by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins, former sins, away in the precious blood that you shed for me. I realize that now that your power is in me, the Spirit, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, that I have the power now to not sin any longer if I continue reading your word and continue in the process of walking the straight and narrow, entering into the kingdom of God. I know you won't turn me away, Lord Jesus. You said, all those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know you have heard me because I called on you, and I know you've answered, and you're ever present, you're everywhere. And therefore, I know I'm saved, and therefore, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everyone how they can receive a copy of program number 214, audio tape or a disc, a CD, postage pay, everything is paid for, even the handling and postage. Go ahead.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to have more on this subject tomorrow, how to have God's life living in you and how to live the kingdom life. And so be sure to tune in tomorrow. Until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.